Sweet as friends. In the previous shir, we tried to understand what the difference between the Melech and the Kohen Gadol is. How come the Melech is allowed to sit during Kriyas HaHakel and the Kohen Gadol is not? Kohen Gadol stands. Kohen Gadol, it says in the Bach, he brings Kiryas HaKohen Gadol Oymed V'Koyre, he stands, whereas the Melech sits. What's the difference? So he answered that they're reading Bifnei HaTzibur, and so the Alts Melech, his kavod is greater than the kavod HaTzibur, and the Melech he can sit, whereas the Kohen Gadol is not, so he stands. That's what we wanted to say in the previous year. However, the Be'er Sheva writes that this isn't true, and he proves from the Gemara in Soita that Amida is mipnei kavod haTorah. It says that Kriyas HaMelech stood, Shas Hakel, and Chacham praised him. I am El Shemacha Kvodin Kvod HaMachu, and the Gemara Mitzvah Shaini, Taisus is Marich, that Lach Lo Kavod HaBas Adam Aser LaMelech V'Makom Mitzvah, but here he's Mechlan is covered for kavod haTorah. So you see that the Amida is mipnei kavod haTorah. So now we have to understand, if the Amida is Alts Kavod haTorah, so how can we say that the Melech can sit? Yeshiva, Kavod HaTorah is greater than Kavod HaMelech. So that's the kasha. What then is the chiluk between the Kohen Gadol and the Melech? Chiyuv HaAmida, Kriyas HaTorah, isn't Mibnei Kavod HaTzibur, Mibnei Kavod HaTorah. So we have to say that the heter of the king to read B'Yeshiva is because he's not Motzi HaTzibur Yedei Chovasa. And there's no Chiyuv Amida, Mibnei Kavod HaTorah, if the Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chovas HaTzibur. Like the Be'er Sheva says. And hopefully we'll explain why. There's no Chiyuv Amida, Mibnei Kavod HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah that's not a Chovas HaTzibur. But if that's true, then the Kohen Gadol should also be allowed to read sitting. He's also not Motzi HaTzibur B'Kriyasa, as we spoke in the first year. So we have to understand the Machzis HaShekel, Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Kol Mem Aleph, Shenakat B'Pshitus, Shechiv HaMida B'Kriyas HaTorah, Umishim Kavod HaTzibur, Ve'ech Yitariz Ezrayas HaBe'er Sheva, Me'agripis HaMelech, Shechiv HaMida B'Kriyas HaTorah, Mishim Kavod HaTorah. How can you say that Chiyuv HaMida is Alts Kavod HaTzibur? The Be'er Sheva brings a raya from Agrippus that it was Alts Kavod HaTorah. As we see from the Gemara and Sota and Tosfos. So the Dibros HaRiel answers as follows. The Yerushalmi says in Megillah, the beginning of Perek HaKoreis in Megillah, based on the Pnei Moshe, the understanding of the Gemara, that the Gemara has a suffix, if Amida B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah is Mishum Kavod HaTorah, Mishum Kavod HaTzibur, then Avkamin is B'Yachid, who reads the Torah. If Amida is Mnei Kavod HaTorah, he's chayv to stand up when he learns. And if Mnei Kavod HaTzibur, he's Pater. In fact, Yerushalmi, even if you'd say that Amida B'Kriya B'Fnei HaTzibur is Mnei Kavod HaTzibur, still, B'Koyle B'Yechidus, he should also stand if Mnei Kavod HaTorah. There's still Kavod HaTorah even B'Yechidus. And for the Gemara, answers the Gemara, you should really even stand when you're learning B'Yechidus, Alts Kavod HaTorah. But if you say this, then people are going to get lazy, and they're not going to want to read it all. So therefore, the Chiyuv to stand is only B'Kriyas HaTzibur. Ayin Shem B'Yerushalmi, B'nei Moshe. So see how Kopanim from the Yerushalmi, that everybody agrees that there's a Kavod HaTorah when you stand, and we should be mechayiv standing even when you're reading alone, but we're choshish that you're not going to learn at all. Therefore, they weren't mechayiv amida ela b'tzibur b'nei Kavod HaTzibur. So now we can answer the kasha of the Be'er Sheva, why the king isn't mechayiv to stand the Kriyas HaHakel, Alts Kavod HaTorah. שבוודאי אפילו הסוגיה בסייטה מועדה להלכסה דרכי ומידה בקריאה ספרס בני כבדת ציבור, like the מסקנה בירושלמי and Megillah, that when you're reading בית ציבור, it's out of כבדת ציבור that you have to stand. And the מחזס השקל proves this from Rashi and Megillah and דף חוף אלף, that you're standing out of כבדת ציבור. So when you're reading before the tzibur, the Torah, you have to stand out. There's a dinyan of kavadat tzibur. However, even though the chiyuv amid is minei kavadat tzibur, but there's also kavadat Torah, like we see in Yerushalmi, there's kavadat Torah when you're lamed biyichidus. And even though they were mechayiv amid minei kavadat Torah in pnam avur biyerushalmi, we're choishes that he's going to be misatzel, aval bevadai shalomed ba'amidel kavadat Torah yesh ba'amidaso kiyum. Shall cover that Torah. It was Tamei for many, many years. How come nobody learns Ba'amida? Let's cover that Torah. You see in the Bavli also, let's cover that Torah. Just people are weak, so we are not chayv to stand. And then I finally read about one Gadol, Hitaka used to stand when he learned, let's cover that Torah. Gvaldik. But that's definitely not Minig Olam. It's still, there should be no such chumra, cover that Torah, something so psisi. Akopanim, therefore Agrippus was allowed to sit when he was reading the Torah because the king has Rishus. Therefore, Agrippus was allowed to stand when he was reading the Torah because the king has l'shus to be moichel on his kavod l'kavod haTorah. There's no chiyuv amidu. He's the chiyuv amidu kriyas haTorah. Is only out kavod haTzibur, like we see in the Yerushalmi, like the Machzis HaShekel says. And because of this, if the king wants, he's allowed to sit during kriyas haHakel because kavod haTzibur is not mechayiv amidu because kavod haMelech is gadol mikavod haTzibur. And Kavanat Torah is also not Mechayiv Amida, like we said, to Kiyum, but not a Chiyuv. Or if the king wants to be Moichel on his Kavod, then he's allowed to stand for the Kiyum. And therefore, that's why Agrippus stood. I was just on his street the other day. Chov Agrippus. So now, Mitbaeret Heitev and Afgamina, we understand in Afgamina between the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, that Kohen Gadol b'shas kri osoy chayiv lamod mipnei Kavod HaTzibur. ואף על פי שאינו מויצי אויסם ידי חויב אוסם, אך סוף כל סוף הרגילוס היא שקריאסו היא בפני ציבור. But the Kohen Gadol, when he's reading, he has to stand out to cover that ציבור. And even though he's not being מויצי them, they're חויבו. But the רגילוס is, like we spoke about in the first year, that is קריאס בפני הציבור, and therefore חכם הוא מחייב הם למוי בפני cover that ציבור. משן כן מלך, שכבודו גדול מכבוד הציבור, there's no חיוב לעמוד. Only if he wants to, he is allowed to. So the Kohen Gadol has to stand out to כבוד הציבור, and the king is, his כבוד is greater than the ציבור, he's allowed to stand out to כבוד התורה. However, it's still not Poshut. Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Aleph. Shetzorch Likos B'Torah Me'umot. You have to read the Torah standing. And even if you lean on a wall, it's also. Magen Avram, Hevi Mi Abbeis Yosef, Shul Mishum Shetzorch Lamud Be'emo. V'amokal Azem Yerushalmi, Megillah. It says, Roshum Bar Yitzchak, Ale Be'kinishta, Chamachad Bar Nosh Koyim Metalgeim B'samich. אמר לי, אסור לך לסמוך כשם שניתנה באימא ואירה, ככה אנו צריכים לנות בה באימא ואירה. So you have to read באימא. שמו בר יצחק, went into shul, he saw a yid, was leaning when he was reading and being mitargen, the Torah. קוראים ומתארגן, בסמך, so he was doing the תרגום, like they used to do with the Torah, and he was leaning on something. So what are you doing? Torah is ve'ema. So you're right. Kavod haMelech can be derech kavod haTzibur. What about the ema? You can't lean. You can't sit. But haguf atzarech biur. If the kriya needs to be ve'ema, what about a yachid? Yachid should also have to stand. So bechorech we have to say like the Yerushalmi. They weren't mechay v'chid ma'amida because otherwise people aren't going to read it all. So now we can say Mishum be'emo v'yira loy tiknu chiyuv amida rak hakorei b'tzibur. So this aim of v'yira, they're also only mitakin b'tzibur, and only somebody who was reading b'tzibur is chayav al kavadat sibur, and they said don't even lean. But if there's no choyvas amida al kavadat sibur, then they didn't make a decree that you're not allowed to lean of aim of a yiras. So now we understand why a king is allowed to sit shas kliyas hakel, because he doesn't have to stand al aim of a yiras, because by melech there's no chiyuv amida al kavadat sibur. His kavod is adif mi kavadat sibur. There's no chiyuv amida al kavadat sibur. Melech there's no din of aim of a yiras that you're not allowed to lean or sit. So now we have that the kohen gadol stands al kavadat sibur, and the melech now chayv is covered. It's greater than sibur. Is allowed to als kavanat teira. Gevaldik. Okay, there's asach vasuled. Now I say, I love these sugyas. They sound so gishmak. Yeah, Rav Sorotskin of Yira Toira Lakewood has a set of svarim, the Gvuras Yitzchok and Rinas Yitzchok, that are just unbelievable. What a tremendous lamdan and Talmud Chacham he is. So he has a siman about this in his sefer on Soita. He has many mesechtes, non-yeshivish mesechtes, because the yeshivish mesechtes have enough svarim. So I assume that's why he writes on the non-yeshivish mesechtes. And Soloveitchik has a lot of good Torah about this. And Steinberg is of Avon B'nei Brak, the Mishnah Schayim, who's extremely prolific and creative Baal Mechaber Svarim, and many, many more. So hopefully we will continue being ma'ayin in this very gishmak sugya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.